Hey guys, it's Jessica
and Stacy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good.
What you guys been up to this week?
I'm so sad. Summer's like slowly It's coming to an end, so we've been trying to get in like all of our favorite little
adventure spots.
Yes. Swimming.
Yes.
Lots of swimming. What about you?
Just trying to soak up the last bits of summer. It definitely, you can feel fall in the air.
I know. I saw the other day, I'm already seeing leaves starting to change color.
I know.
Me too. No, but yes.
With the change of the season, it means it's time to get back to homeschooling.
Yes.
How's your planning going?
Good. I think we're just about there. I mean, I know you're totally
wrapped up. I got a few little missing pieces, but we're pretty close. We plan on going back to our official fourth grade year on September 10th, which is like, I think, 2 weeks away.
Dang.
Yeah. We're going to start the same week that we start our co-op.
Yeah. Which is going to be on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yes.
I finally convinced Jessica to join our co-op.
I know.
Even though it's very far away. It's like a 30-minute drive.
It'll be worth it.
It will. It's great.
It'll be fun. So, you feel like you have a good idea of what your days are going to look like this year?
I think so. I think I have it kind of narrowed down. What I like to do is collect over the year little bits and pieces that I hear about that sound like something that we would like, and I save them, and then I've been going through them the last couple of weeks here.
Yeah. Well, what if we just go through like some of the main basics and then maybe some unit studies, and we kind of go through and see what you're doing. Maybe it'll help someone else. Yeah, I love listening to podcasts and hearing what everyone else is doing. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea.
Me too.
So, I love it.
So hopefully this helps somebody.
Yes. Okay.
Start us off.
So basics, kind of like the core things. Mm-hmm. We have like LA, like language arts. What are you doing for that?
So as far as language arts go for us right now, I am trying to hold off on anything too rigorous, like grammar and things like that. I'm trying to hold off on that. Right now, we just really want to keep that love of reading and books going. And so most of it is just going to be reading good books and talking about them. And I mean, we are going to cover little things. We always do Mad Libs, so we can kind of keep that, the ideas of, you know, what is a noun, what is a verb, like just keep those going.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't dive in too much to it. So we have some little things that we're going to talk about that we'll pull from books and just go over. But like I said, we're really not diving into grammar or picking apart anything quite yet. So we have a lot of good books on our list to read aloud.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're reading aloud, I like to just pull out vocabulary words that I think he may not know. And I don't do this too often because I don't want to interrupt the story or make it super boring. And so I just kind of will pull out a couple from what we're reading and just do a brief definition.
So what I've been doing with that too is I do feel like it kind of like interrupts the reading. So sometimes like I'll skim through the chapter we're going to read ahead of time and then like pull one or two words, and then he gets super excited when I'm reading it if he can hear it.
What a great idea.
Yeah. So I've been trying to
recognize
that,
it.
But sometimes, you know, you can tell that they're like, no, just read the story.
Stop interrupting this beautiful story. Yeah.
Yes.
That is a great idea though, just so you don't mess up the flow of the book.
But Read Aloud Revival, Sarah McKenzie, she has great, great lists for
That's like everything. One of my go-tos.
Yes, you showed me that. I was like, this is amazing.
I have loved all of her recommendations. So I have just a bunch of book lists that we go to, and we're still kind of in an adventure phase. Like we did Hatchet and My Side of the Mountain, Sign of the Beaver, and right now we're in the middle of Julie of the Wolves. So all kind of like these stories about kids on their own in nature, and he's just been loving them. So
we just started My Side of the Mountain.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yes. But you have a great little checklist that you use to kind of like go through each of like your your things, you know, to kind of this right here.
I think that is so smart. When I'm preparing for, like, any subject, like, whatever I am thinking, I kind of go through this little list of mine. So, of course, first of all, we look for books. I mean, that is what I would say what we do most for homeschooling is just read good books. Whatever the subject is, we'll find good books to read about it. So that's my first thing. And then I look for documentaries related to it, activities we can do, TV shows, YouTube videos, podcasts, and like reenactments and role playing, things like that. So I just try to like make it an experience with every subject. Like what can we do to make this really exciting, something that he'll remember. So that's kind of my little checklist for each subject.
I love that. So math, you're gonna try that book, right?
Yes. So we are going to take that placement test and order our new math book.
Yeah. It's what is it called? Lessons for Living Education.
That's right. And
you can buy it. You
recommended it.
Yeah, my kids love it. I found it on Amazon, actually. So it's Prime. We just ordered it, and they've been loving it. But I would recommend doing the placement test, because I think that we ordered one that I think it's a lot of review for him right now. So, I mean, I would definitely do the placement test. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of frame our math more like a loop, and we just kind of take a couple of things and kind of rotate through so it doesn't get, you know, like mundane. So both my kids love doing Khan Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like it can be like the only thing they want to do. So I try to like loop it in here and there. So Khan Academy is great. The videos make it easy to understand too, I think. So I'll loop through that. And then the workbook, and then we do a lot of games, like the Game Right games. There's a lot of math within those that are fun.
Yes.
That make it fun still.
That sneaky learning where they're not aware that they're learning math, but they are. Exactly.
There's a lot of those. And then skip counting. Been doing a lot of that. That's
good preparation for multiplication. Yes,
exactly. So that's math. What about science? What are you doing for science?
So science, we do a lot of nature studies, which I guess is science as well, but I kind of treat those as a separate subject.
Yeah.
But I have just been getting some exciting books about STEM and things like that that we can go through. And then I save most of our exciting experience for our cousins co-op when I get your kids over here. It's just more fun when they're doing the experiments together. So
right.
We'll cover a few different things. We're going to learn about Isaac Newton and do some of his experiments this year. And then we're always doing kind of STEM-related things. I always have his tinkering bins with just a bunch of, like, junk that he can make mm-hmm. things from. And then we have some great STEM toys, like the snap circuits.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these zoo builders, which have, like, these challenge cards that we love. Ooh. So those are always fun to go through. But that's pretty much the extent of our science. We like to take a lot of field trips. We have OMSI is an amazing science museum.
Yeah.
With so many hands-on things to do. So we'll at least make that trip a couple of times.
Yeah. I love OMSI. I miss our OMSI days.
I know. We used to live a lot closer.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of doing the same things for science. So.
Yeah.
But history, I think you're doing more ancient, right?
We're doing Middle Ages. So
okay.
We did ancient last year, so now we're kind of coming up on the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. So knights and all of that fun stuff. But I have tried really hard to make our history cover all different people and their stories. So I'm really just trying to make sure we gather from all parts of the globe and tell those kinds of stories as well. So that's been kind of fun research for me to see, you know, what are the characters from history that we don't know as much about.
Right.
So I'm excited for our history.
That's exciting. We're doing, we're still doing early American history. I'm kind of hoping like by doing, you know, like, staying close to home with our history, then we can broaden it next year.
Yeah.
So we just finished Columbus, and then right now we're doing Pocahontas, which we're loving. Those are the... I'm going to botch the name. How do you pronounce
it? I think they say Dallaire.
Dallaire? I don't know.
I could be wrong.
So it's the curriculum of... Yes, right. You're probably... It's beautiful feet.
Yes.
So all their books are amazing. The illustrations are beautiful. And I mean, my kids love them. And so we've been doing that for history. So right now we're doing Pocahontas. And then I think we'll do Jamestown next. And we've just... I like to do... the reading, and then at the end kind of close it up with an activity. So like right now they're adding to Pocahontas, like her headdress, like different things that they can pull from the story.
That's so cool. Yes, you come up with the best activities. And then she even made her own little houses that they can put together. Jamestown, it's so cute.
I just think visual, my kids definitely learn visually, so that's what we're doing for history right now. I'm kind of hoping it'll maybe line up a little bit with Thanksgiving too, which will be fun.
Yeah, that will be great.
Yes. Handwriting. I think we're both doing the same thing.
Yeah, we're both just, we're slowly working our way through handwriting without tears. And it is my child's least favorite subject.
It is.
So we just take it very slow.
Yeah. Without tears. I like that one a lot. They do those. I just got my 4-year-old one, and she... it's like so it. Opposite. She'll just sit there and fill it all out while my son is like, no, I don't want to do this. So,
some like it and some do not at all.
Right. And then geography. What are we doing for geography? So, we're covering Paddle to the Sea.
Oh, and you have some great activities lined up for that.
I mean, yeah, kind of. It's not... my original ideas. These are things I get from other creative people.
Don't we all?
So, Paddle to the Sea. I found, like, these fun little activities that you can kind of piggyback on to each chapter. So, like, for, like, chapter one, we're going to, like, carve canoes out of bars of soap. And then I like to kind of add in sometimes little picture books that kind of go along with it. So, that's what we're doing right now. And then... you subscribe to...
yes, I love Letters from Afar.
Yeah, so then that kind of gives us more of like a big picture too with it.
Yeah, like Paddle to Sea kind of takes you through the journey of this little boat in such a small area. Mm-hmm. But it's cool for mapping and just like all of that. And then, yeah, I feel like Letters from Afar, just we can slowly learn about a different place and we'll pick it out on the map and... it makes it kind of exciting when you get a letter addressed to you in the mail.
He thinks it's the greatest thing ever, so.
I know.
So, that's what we're doing for geography. Nature.
We're reading a lot of books.
Yeah. Always a lot of books.
My book list is like 12 pages long. It's kind of insane. I'm sure we won't get through half of it, but.
Story of my life, honestly. So, nature, though, for nature study... I still really love the Nature Anatomy books.
That's what I go to all the time. So we'll just slowly read through it.
I'm kind of just trying to, like, dissect, like, each chapter.
Right.
And go along with that. And then I also, we got that book, John James Audubon, that you had recommended.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do that in there, too. And then, obviously... we're always outside.
We're always outside on our little adventures, so that makes it fun, too.
Yes.
I have, like, a few activities that kind of go along with the seasons.
You're always good about that. You always, like, tie it into the seasons, which makes it way more fun.
Yeah. And then what else are we doing for nature?
I kind of want to try dissecting a frog.
Ooh.
I don't know if I'm brave enough, though.
I don't know. I mean, I did it. We dissected
dissected like a worm at one point.
Yeah.
Which is just mud and grossness, but I don't know.
I think the kids would love it.
Yes.
If we're up for it. We'll let you do that on your cousin's day. You're signing up.
Yes. So maybe something like that. I don't know. I like the idea of doing things like... collecting different mushrooms. We got like a mushroom book to see how that goes. Yeah. So
we like to watch lots of nature documentaries there too. Oh,
there's always so many good ones. So many. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, what are you doing for unit studies?
So we are doing, I mean, I guess you're doing, since you're the geology queen.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to let you teach my child about that. we are going to do, I kind of tied them to some field trips I'd found. So we have like a dinosaur one. We have... can't remember all of the other ones that we were going to do.
We're weather, rocks, yes. Owls, dinosaurs.
We're doing a survival one where we're gonna do fire making, shelter.
I
know, building,
I was like, that's cool, but I don't think I'm gonna do the survival thing. And then we read Hatchet, and that's like the only thing got me started. My child wants to learn about.
Yes.
So I think we'll have to do that too. I took American Sign Language all through high school and loved it, and then I did a little bit in college, so I kind of love it.
Yeah,
so we've been doing that just since the beginning. We've done a lot of sign language, so I think we'll just kind of always be doing that, maybe kind of use it more as like a unit study. But
that's so neat.
Yeah,
you've had the opportunity to use it several times where the kids have seen, and they just think it's the coolest thing ever.
We had, during the summer, we had our family, our sister and their kids come, and my niece is taking it in high school right now, which is the funnest thing ever to, like, watch her
fall in love with it.
Yes. She really is. Yes, so we got to talk to somebody at the mall who was deaf, and that was fun to watch and kind of help with, so.
Such a cool moment.
Super fun. So then we're going to do that. We have a lot of really cool books that I wrote down that I want to tie in for ASL. And, I mean, I'd love to be able to go to, like, one of those Starbucks coffee nights with them. Oh,
that would be so cool.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
perfect.
And then weather, we'll do some stuff with that. And then rocks and owls and owl pellets. Are we going to do that?
Yes, yes. And it's cool because we have the... the Audubon at Forest Park. The Audubon Society has a little setup there, so we can go. That's the
one
we
went to at one point, right?
Yes. So we can go. They have some owls there and different birds that they have.
I remember doing that forever ago.
So fun.
Yes.
What else?
Art and artists.
Oh.
All that stuff. You're way up.
So way you're the well, you're the artist, so nice. I'm just gonna send him over for art lessons. But
you're great about studying artists.
We are studying Frida Kahlo this year, so we picked a few of her pictures to kind of study a little bit deeper and learn a little bit more about her. So I'm excited about that. It's different.
Yes.
I had a little bit of trouble finding some pictures of hers that wouldn't give my child nightmares.
See, but I don't even think about that. And then you start looking through and like, this
that's a lot of blood.
This probably won't work.
But yes. I'm excited. I think he's gonna... it's just such a different artist than what we have studied.
Right.
So I am very excited for this.
Oh, I love that. I just thought that I didn't even think about that, and then I'm starting to go through. I'm like, well, maybe not.
Yeah. Maybe we have one we can use.
Yeah, we're still doing Van Gogh for now. That's slowly cool. Trucking through that.
My first year of homeschooling, I selected three artists that I thought I was going to study multiple pictures of.
Yeah.
And so finally this year I'm down to one because I'm a little more realistic.
I did that with composers this year and I feel like I'm going to regret it.
Yeah, it's just
hard
to get through all the things. And I feel like at this point, like while he's young and doesn't really have something he's super passionate about, I just want to introduce him to
everything
that I can.
Yes.
And then he can figure out what he likes.
So you were the one that told me about doing like the... I guess, like, they kind of call it Charlotte Mason art appreciation steps.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is... because I think it can be overwhelming to kind of understand, like, how do I even, like, present this?
Right.
And make this something that's not just, like...
right. There's some great resources, like, that...
right.
Charlotte Mason has, like... and even, like, the people that follow her philosophy, they have come up with some great resources for picture study and stuff like that. So I've just kind of taken some of those ideas. And it's, I mean, we maybe spend 5 to 10 minutes on it, like, when it does come up in our loop. It's not something we spend a ton of time on, but mm-hmm. I feel like he's being exposed to, you know, some cool artists and their work, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely recommend that, because it can be, like, very confusing, like, how am I supposed to...
What do I say
to...
about this picture?
Yeah, what, like, am I supposed
what's
to...
What's the point here? Yeah.
Right, so if you look into it, it kind of gives you, like, a really simple system of how to approach, you know, introducing art pieces and how to, you know...
Talk about them.
Yes. Exactly. Without making it feel very mundane. Right. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Yes. So. And we are going to make it to the art museum. That's been on my list for a Mine solid too. Year. Mine Never too. Made it.
I love so art let's do a that. Lot. So I really want to try to go to those. All of the things.
I think our kids are at the age where it won't be... complete chaos.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, they're old enough that they can handle it, right?
Right, I think so.
Maybe I just jinxed us. I don't know. We're gonna get there and it's just gonna be crazy.
Complete chaos. That's okay. It's worth a try.
So you're doing Shakespeare, right?
Yes. That's one of the things I've whittled down from, like, oh, let's do 3 plays. So now we're just gonna do 1 and we'll see how far we can get.
Yeah.
We're doing As You Like It. I found a couple of performances that are nearby that hopefully we'll be able to catch, because as everybody says, Shakespeare is to be experienced, not to be read. So
true.
I'm looking forward to that. And so we just pick a couple of lines to memorize when we come up on Shakespeare in our loop, and then we read through, like, the kids' version. We start with the kids' version of the story, just so it's at least he has, like, a framework of what the story's about, and then we'll slowly work from there to, like, more elaborate and in-depth readings of the Shakespeare play. So we'll see how far we get.
Yeah. I found, like, a really good... I don't have it on me, but it's an audio recording, but it's not spoken, you know, like,
in Shakespeare.
Yes, it's more, like, to where they can understand it, and I like to do that before, too, like, when we did Midsummer's Dream, and then I felt like he kind of connected a little bit more.
Yeah, I feel like they need a basic outline of the story and the characters.
Yes.
Or it's really hard to follow along with. Yeah.
So then we do that, but then do you study, like, William Shakespeare?
Yeah, we've had a couple of really good books, children's books on Shakespeare himself, and the now I'm drawing a blank, the Globe Theater, so, like, where he, you know, performed his plays and stuff. So there's some really good ones. I want to say it's Alakai or something has a great book on Shakespeare, and then Usborne has some great Shakespeare materials too for those really basic overviews of him and the plays.
Right. We have a lot of those Usborne ones, which are awesome. I just did the Who Was It? Shakespeare. And so then that's obviously when we have to...
Oh, those are good. Yeah.
So we have to do a little bit at a time, because it can become a little...
It's a little in-depth, yeah.
Yes. So I just try to read it, like, a page or so before we do it. And then I'll just see if my kids remembered anything from it that stood out to them. And then I have a picture of him, and then we just add, like, something that they remembered to it. And then, you know, by the end, we have a big, long list of all of just things about him that we can, like, go back through later on and be like, oh, remember when we learned about this and this and this.
That's
so
cool.
That's what we're doing. And then I think we're going to just follow you guys along with
the new one. Dragging you along to the play.
Yes. Yes. So then... Is there any other little things that you wrote?
I mean, we have a bunch of little subjects that we try to loop through occasionally, like logic and character building, which I know you found a good resource for character building.
Yeah, it's E is for Ethics. We found it at the library, and then you were like, oh, we read that one.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's really good.
It's super short, little clips of, like, you know, a character trait to work on, and then it kind of has, like, questions at the end of, like, what could you have done in this situation and stuff like that, which I...
Yeah, it's a little story about some kids, and I just think it's really good for introducing those different traits, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. So that's what we've been doing for it. What is your other one? I feel like you have some of those amazing little...
I don't know. We try to go over so many things, like I said. I mean, we have our little devotional where we work on our memory work and our gratitude journal, some scripture, things like that.
So do you frame that in your, like, morning basket? You said you're not really doing a morning basket.
I mean, it's just, I feel like when you have one kid, I think the idea behind a morning basket is getting, you know, those of all ages to gather together. So, I mean, we're already gathered. It's just him and I. So, we definitely have a devotional morning basket time that we kind of start our day off with. So,
So, I mean, that's kind of just what we do. We just kind of rotate through either a devotional, Rise Up, Jesus Calling, The Plans I Have For You, Manners, Role Play, all those types of little things, or we do Poetry Tea Time. And then I have a big list of some different mirror mirrors, one that we really like. Just things like that that we kind of rotate through and make it very brief so it's not taking up a large
portion. You're like starting off on something
good. Exactly. Affirmations, gratitude, meditation, all those things is kind of what we do in our morning basket. And we don't do all of them. We just kind of pick one, maybe two.
That's good. Because I was going to start this year off, I really want to start with, like, you know, with having wellness in mind. I want to do the affirmations and the mindfulness kind of a thing, like a meditation every morning. But I like the idea of just, like, kind of rotating through because that's a lot.
You don't want to do all of them and then just jump right back into school and be like, let's go. No.
Yeah, just a little taste.
Yes. I think that's, you know, a good feel for it. Yeah, what do you think? Do you feel like we're missing anything?
I feel like we have most things planned out. I mean, I still have some
So you have like a few things? A
few things to like finish up, polish up.
Yeah.
But I think we're ready. I'm feeling ready. I'm excited for this year. Yeah. How about you? Feeling pumped?
Yes. We're getting there.
Yeah.
I have a couple things to finish up, and then I feel like we'll be good to go.
Yeah. I just like having an outline for the year. Like, even, like, seasonally, I'll go through and just, like, decide if it's working or not working, but at least I have a general idea of where we're heading for the school year.
Right.
That's reassuring to me.
No, sometimes I go back there and I'm like, we didn't even get to half of this. What am I doing?
Yeah, I mean, I always, always overplan, but...
Yes.
I like planning, so...
Me too.
Gets me excited.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so, what are you obsessing over?
Let's see. I have found this really great... I have, I don't know what you would call it. It's not... curly per se, but more of frizzy hair.
It is not. It's like amazing.
Anyways, I have never really found something that I could really embrace my natural hair with. Yes. I usually feel like it's not done unless like it's curled or straightened. But I found this.
You found
this hair cream. Okay. It's called Kristen S. Weightless Shine Air Dry Cream, and you use just a tiny bit. While your hair is still damp, and I feel like it has kept the frizz under control, and I can kind of like go with my natural hair.
I mean, if my hair looks like that, I'd be like never doing my hair again.
It's just so big, like it's just amazing, gets so fluffy.
But it's a party on your head.
It is a party on my head, but I have really liked it. Just
Really.
What about you? What are you obsessing over?
Well, we've been doing it for a while. I like to do vitamins for the kids and I, but then it's always like this balancing act of something that is not just junk.
Right.
And is also like something they'll eat.
Right.
And then is good for them. So Mary Ruth is something I found online, but they have plant-based gummies and the kids like them. And then they also have like these... morning liquid vitamins and then liquid nighttime multi-mineral, and it's I feel like it's awesome.
That's so great. Yeah, it's hard to find taking them. Vitamins and
my
junk.
Yes, my kids hate taking them, so this is one that we can all agree on. So that's what we've been
loving. Those
yes,
Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's, check it out.
All right,
it's a good one.
Perfect.
Is that everything?
I can't.
We both have been doing good on our gardens.
Yes, my garden is. I mean, it's like almost fall, and it's finally producing. But it's been so fun.
I came over to our house today, and I just saw the biggest cucumbers that I've ever seen.
Insane! They're so huge,
literally like the size of my forearm. So,
yeah,
insane.
My kiddo's been loving to go collect things, and finally having tomatoes turn red. And
no, your tomato plants were insane.
Yeah, they're.
But then nothing was coming from
it. Yeah, they have been producing, but they just have not been turning red. Right. So,
it's been tomatoes. The tomatoes have been like one of my favorite things that we've done this year.
And you've been able to keep your strawberries going.
I know. Strawberries are still coming in. I have them, like, on my balcony upstairs, so I'm not battling, like, bugs anymore, per se. Like, slugs and stuff. It's more so
the birds.
The birds really like the strawberries, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that and then blueberries. But we did Jersey Girl tomatoes this year. And, I mean, I just feel like they're constantly being done. And then... yeah, we made lots of salsa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have jalapenos coming out our ears.
Oh, so. We need a trade. I have Anaheim. Yeah.
Okay, let's make a deal.
All right, stuff. Until next week.
All right, bye.